You're listening to Popstar Conversations, taking you inside with your favorite musical artists.
This week, Chuck and I will be talking with one of America's biggest rock and rollers. He sold more than 30 million records worldwide, Kid Rock. Kid, thank you for joining us.
It's good to have you here.
Why did you select Rick Rubin as your producer?
Rick's been a friend of mine for a lot of years, and we've always talked about music together and possibly working together. On this record, when I first played him the songs I was working on, he had kind of said, you know, wow, you have a better start like on this record than anybody I've ever worked with. He was really excited about the songs, and he had always kind of said to me that he thought I was positioned, that I was the only one that could make the next great American rock record. And he seemed excited about it, and kind of took me out of my comfort zone to say, all right, let's do this together. And the only thing we really made as a stipulation was that we don't put the record out until we both agree every song's great.
So that's why it was postponed.
Yes.
Were you not happy with the mixes?
Well, I mean, the songs weren't good, because the songs are recorded are the songs that are on the record. It took 2 weeks to record the record. Nothing, but it took a while to write the songs. But they were always trying to guess. You know, the record companies try to say, you should be done by here, so we'll schedule the record for here. And I'm like, do whatever you want, but if it's not done, it's not done. You know, so we were still mixing and stuff like that. And, you know, they had everything scheduled, but it wasn't done. So, like, I'm not going to rush it and just throw it out because you got a date set. Trying to make something that's, you know, that I can stand behind and is real and good.
Kid, on this new record, what was it like working with an all-star band instead of your own? I understand Rick put together the band for it.
Yeah, I mean, Rick Rubin put the band together. Some great hitters, you know, Chad Smith and Ben Montench and Matt Sweeney and Smokey Hormel and all the guys. It was great. A lot of fun. Just to be able to focus, you know, work on the songs and make sure the songs are written well, and then just go in a room with guys that play music and that are great and lay them down. You know, we recorded a record in 2 weeks. That was the easy part.
So that didn't cause a problem with the guys in your band?
No, my band's never been like the main band that played on my records. It's always been different musicians around Detroit and people like this, you know. Whoever I think is the best for the job, that's who gets it. My band's a touring band, and if they come up with great songs, they come in the studio too. But, you know, it's not something I say I gotta use them, or I'd like to, but there's better players than some of them. Just the way it is.
The title of the new album, Born Free, is that paying homage to Detroit, your hometown? I know there's a soft spot in your heart for it, and was just curious, or did it have other references as well?
Yeah, it's just saying anywhere you were born in this world. If you were born in a country that's free, like, how lucky are you by the grace of God just to be born somewhere that's free? When you think about places you could have been born, whether it's China, Afghanistan, these godforsaken places, just celebrating that it's much bigger than America.
That said, with all the changes that has happened in America, the title track, would you happen to be questioning the American dream?
Oh, no, I believe in the American dream 100%.
Even though Detroit's economy is having a really difficult time?
Yeah. It's tough times right now, but tough times make tough people. There's still opportunity there. If you want, and if you want to make something of yourself, you still are able to do it. More so than any place I would think on earth. Even, you know, I guess I'd rather be broke in Detroit with the opportunity in front of me than from the nicest, you know, than live in Monaco where everyone's, you know, has money, or the UAE where everyone gets, you know, this oil money. I'd rather live in a fucking trailer park in Kentucky than be from the UAE any day of the week.
So you're saying that there is light at the end of the tunnel if you believe in where you are and what you do.
Hey, go where you're celebrated, not tolerated. I love the people where I'm from and they love me. There's nothing bigger than that. There's not no amount of sunshine or pretty people or whatever you want to, you know, call it in the world that, you know, means as much to me as my friends and my family and where I'm from. Nothing in the world.
Do you believe that's what's responsible for keeping you grounded?
For sure.
This album, is it you fantasizing about sitting on your porch and just not going anywhere?
Yeah.
And when will that finally become a reality for you?
Unfortunately, I don't know if it's unfortunate or fortunate, I have a lot of people that I take care of that rely on me to go out and sell these songs so they can take care of their families and they can, you know, they can have a better life. If it was up to me, I'd be done. I love to play my music, but I might just play it in, you know, Ohio and Minnesota and maybe Alabama. Stay real, you know, where I can fly in and be home. There's... Because, you know, at this point, you know, I'm getting a little bit older. I don't feel like I need to go around the world trying to prove myself to anybody. I'm not gonna. And anyway, but if there's people that enjoy to hear me play, I will go play for them always. I'll definitely go play for them. But I'm not going to go places, and I'm really good. Please listen to my music. Please, please. I don't care.
There's another song in this record, When It Rains. Is it you celebrating the past, or is it something, you know, something that was, something that is no longer?
Well, When It Rains is about, like, losing your best friend. When it rains, it pours. I mean, when you start thinking about that relationship, when you start crying, you can't stop, because that's somebody meant that much to you.
Are you talking about Josie?
A little bit. He was definitely in the back of my head when I was writing it. It's not specifically about him, but he was definitely, you know, channeling some of the emotion into the song, for sure.
Also, I wanted to ask you, I know you and Sheryl Crow are good friends, and you collaborate in a lot of material together. Do you still get to see each other that often?
Sheryl Crow? Oh, we get together as much as we can. She was just in my house recently with her two beautiful babies. I love Sheryl to death.
Then let me ask you, is the song Collide, is that the continuation of another song, or is that...
It kind of picks up where Picture left off, the duet. That's what I kind of noticed about the song when we were writing it. So I said, maybe I should, you know, ask Sheryl if she wants to do this one with me again, because we're going to do a record together one day, probably sooner than later. We've been talking about it for years, and we really want to do it, so... So, like, hey, let's do another song. This one seemed to be... You know, we're both at our best when we're singing together, I think. We really sing well together.
A couple of questions before we go. Can you tell us a little bit about your beer brand, Badass Beer?
Piss-ass American beer. It's all it is, man. I just kind of saw, you know, there's a way to create jobs in Michigan, which we need, is to have fun making some beer, and it's something I know about. And after all the American beer companies, like Budweiser sold to the Belgians, Coors Light, you know, sold to the Canadians, which sold to another company. Like, there's no great American beers anymore. I was like, I can't believe the Budweiser sold. It's like, that was an American institution. That'd be like Harley Davidson, you know, being sold to the Russians or something. It's just, you know, I didn't sit well with me. You know, it just kind of disappointed me a little bit that this great American company for billions of dollars would sell out. So I was like, I'll start my own beer company and have it in Michigan and help people get jobs and, you know, try to make a great American beer where the water comes right from Michigan, the Saginaw River, and all the barley and hops are from the Midwest. And I think that's great, you know. When I come to Germany, I want to drink a German beer, you know. I don't want to drink, you know, Sapporo in Germany, you know, Japanese beer. I want to drink a German beer. And when I go to Japan, then I'll drink Sapporo. I want to drink a Japanese beer, you know, and experience that culture.
You know, it seems like everyone is just thinking global these days.
And, it's, you know, you just celebrate where you're from. You know, the beer is only available in Michigan.
All right. It's not saying I don't have anything against anywhere. You know, I appreciate everybody and everything around the world. That's cool. But the thing I know most about is where I'm from and who I am and the people there that made me that person. And I love them, and they give me a lot of love, and it's awesome. And I don't need to go seeking for acceptance from everybody. I don't feel the need to at all.
When are you finally going to do a country album?
I'm not sure. Talk about it. I think me and Sheryl are going to do a country record, like a full album. But even though we might get in the studio and do some rock songs too. So that's the, you know, that's the one of the fun things I can do is just kind of make music from my heart, and doesn't have to be one genre.
Whatever you do, we're all looking forward to it. Thanks for being with us.
Thanks a lot for coming on the show. Thank you again for listening to Popstar Conversations. Be sure to click the subscribe button below and hit the red bell so that you'll be notified of our next exclusive interview. Thank you again for listening.
Thank you for listening to Popstar Conversations. Please join us again for another conversation with your favorite musical artist.